With your eyes closed, you can just begin to relax, allowing that same feeling of peace and relaxation as before to come into your body and mind. You don't have to pay particular attention to what I'm saying. Just let your mind edit what you hear as you see fit. You can begin again by taking a gentle, deep breath, breathing in through your nose gently, and then allowing the breath to escape through your parted lips. You can think about relaxing from the top of your head to the tip of your toes as you send the breath out. And so to begin, focus just on your breathing, and once again notice its rhythm. Being able to relax your breathing as you breathe in fully, feeling your stomach rise with the breath in, and feeling your chest and stomach fall with each breath out. And with each breath out, you are releasing any unwanted tightness, soreness, or tenseness, just sending it out with the breath. You can actually gently immerse yourself in this process of relaxing, of settling in. And you can just let all the muscles in your face relax. Again, especially around your jaw, your temples, your eyes, feeling your eyes soften just behind them. You may find that your emotional self is still and quiet, like a pond or lake at sunrise. And if you notice any tension or any other sensation, you can just accept it, just allowing it to come with you now. And you'll be surprised to discover that you are even more relaxed and comfortable. In this comfortable place, you can allow yourself to now just drop down inside. Take another long, gentle breath and release it slowly. You are ready for healing. And in this session, you will begin to practice strengthening your muscles first in your mind, and then you will do it both in your mind and actually with your muscle or muscles at the same time. Focus your attention now on your knee. Allow yourself to become fully aware of its shape, its size, its depth, the feel of your knee. First, visualize one contraction of your quadricep muscle that would happen if you were to actually tighten it. See and feel mentally that contraction, strong and hard, when you lift your leg. Every time you picture lifting your leg in your mind, picture feeling this strong contraction, seeing the muscle grow tight and hard in your mind. Now picture the muscle letting go of this contraction, seeing it smooth out as you relax it. By imagining this, it is as though you are going to actually make your quadricep contract just by thinking about it with the power of your mind. Then, when you actually lift your leg in physical therapy or any other time you're doing your exercises, at the same time, I want you to picture in your mind your quadricep contracting. You can bring your focus now back again to your breathing. Feel how relaxed and restful your body is. Perhaps you might want to just allow your body to take over its job of healing the entire joint and accepting this new tissue gratefully as part of itself. Go ahead and zero in on your knee. Center your attention there for just a moment. Acknowledge your new ligament as a very special and tightly connected part of your whole body. And just notice once again as you focus on your knee, the size and the feel of that knee. Remember what a healthy ACL ligament looks like, moving back and forth inside the knee? The ACL ligament that was replaced? When you move your leg slowly out and back, actually feel the tightness of that swollen joint as normal and protective. It feels larger than your other knee because of the protective fluid in the joint. In your mind, allow yourself now to gently force the knee to bend and flex against this tightness. Picture yourself moving your leg up and down on the wall, sliding it gently up and down with your other leg. Each time you move your leg gently up and down, see in your mind how your new ligament bends and flexes easily inside your knee. It feels so good to your ligament to stretch back and forth, strong, resilient, and healthy. So then as you find yourself actually doing some exercises such as lifting your leg or sliding your feet up and down on the wall or stretching, as you do at the very same time, picture in your mind the back of your kneecap as well hydrated and lubricated with lots of clear, healthy fluid. Visualize that with each activity, you are stimulating the back of the kneecap to provide this fluid cushion. As you move through your range of motion of extension and flexion, you may feel some discomfort and resistance. Think about this discomfort for just a moment. Allow yourself to concentrate on this discomfort. But perhaps this time, allowing yourself to interpret this discomfort in a different way. Your knee is telling you that there is pressure. But it is good to move the knee gently back and forth against this pressure. Even though there is resistance, you know this temporary swelling is protecting your entire joint. As you hold a stretch, allow yourself to feel pain or discomfort as pressure. Feel this pressure and lean into it first in your mind. Picture and see small pieces of scar tissue releasing when you do this. The scar tissue is the normal response by your body to your surgery. Now, as you actually physically hold the stretch, you can see and feel these thin white spindles releasing, letting go, and dissolving. The muscle fibers are actually sliding more easily over themselves as you relax into the pressure. Now the pieces of scar tissue are releasing and are being carried and flushed away by your body. Relax into the pain that has now been reduced to pressure. Hold your stretch. relax a little more with a gentle breath in and a gentle breath out, breathing out into the pressure, feeling yourself stretch just a little more, relaxing just a little more. Tell yourself every day, my knee is strong, powerful, and flexible. It is feeling better and better every day. It is becoming stronger and more flexible and more supple with each passing day. And so for now, I'm going to ask you to bring your attention back once again to your breathing. Notice how easily your chest rises and falls with each breath without your even trying. You might also notice how the chair feels against your body, the feeling of gentle contact with your head, neck, back, legs. Perhaps how the floor feels beneath your feet if they are resting on the floor. Notice the sound of my voice, sounds inside or outside the room. And when you are ready with soft eyes, you may open your eyes, feeling peaceful, rested, and energized.